Hello, all you blind cool techies. This is Don Barrett, and I thought we would have some fun today with a whopper of a logic problem. I've loved logic problems all of my life. I imagine some of you have encountered them. For those of you who don't really know what a logic problem is, basically, it's a series of clues that one is given about a given situation, and from those clues, and it's really not guesswork. You can look through all the clues and you combine them. And by combining information in various clues, it seems as though they're disparate pieces of information. But when you read them carefully and you combine the information from certain clues together, you start being able to draw very specific inferences. And little by little, you start moving toward the solution to the logic problem. Some of them are very simple. I found one that was just probably like I said, it's a real whopper. It's one that's probably the hardest one I've ever seen. It took me around 5 hours. I'd say 4 to 5 hours to solve it. I got it from a very good friend of mine, Rajiv Shah, and he and his lovely wife, Wandana, both solved it, and I felt compelled to keep up with them, of course, so I tried very hard and was able to solve it as well. It's not an intelligence test. Some of you may find that it's just too much work. Some of you may find that you just don't think in ways that'll support your being able to solve it. That's fine. It's no reflection on anyone's intelligence or abilities. It's just, whether you have an aptitude for solving these kinds of silly but very fun problems. So what I thought I would do would be to read very slowly the problem and allow folks to write it down. And rather than put the answer in this podcast so that, if you want to hold on to the podcast for a day, a week, a couple weeks, and really work at trying to solve it, you'd have to listen to this stuff all over again. So what I think I'll do is after I read the problem, I'll end the podcast, and then I'll do another podcast with the answer to the logic problem. So that if you do reach a point where you want the answer, you can just listen to the next podcast and it'll go right into the answer. And I'm not going to give the answer right away. I'm going to go into, or maybe I will, I don't know, I have to think about it. But I've developed a matrix of all of the steps necessary to solve the problem for those of you who feel like you want to know how I did it or couldn't do it and want some guidance just to see how it's done. I'm certainly not the brightest bulb on the planet. I don't claim to be. I don't have any special talent or aptitude for this stuff, but I do enjoy these kinds of puzzles. And although they can be frustrating and vexing, it's all the more challenging to try to get it done. So, I'm going on and on about this whole subject. Really is kind of an introduction for those of you who may not be familiar with it. So at any rate, without further ado, I'm going to read this logic problem, and what I recommend is that you write down the clues in either Braille or on the computer. I certainly couldn't do it without writing things down, making various matrices of the clues, putting them together on paper in whatever form. I did it on the computer screen with the screen reader. You can do it in Braille or however you want it, but it's something you just can't do in your head. At least I can't. If any of you can, more power to you. So it takes a while, and it's fun. And if you like this sort of thing, have at it. If it's not your cup of tea, well, you can just, this is one podcast you can gladly erase. So again, without further ado, and this time I mean it, I'm going to read this problem, and let's see how you all do. I think it'll be fun for some of you. Okay, there are 5 houses in a row, each of a different color, and inhabited by 5 people of different nationalities, with different pets, favorite drinks, and favorite sports. Use the clues below to determine who owns the monkey and who drinks water. Okay, so there are 5 houses in a row, each of a different color, and inhabited by five people of different nationalities, with different pets, favorite drinks, and favorite sports. Use the clues below to determine who owns the monkey and who drinks water. There are 14 clues. And as I say, you know, you'll see that some of them seem disparate and seem to make no sense, but when combined with various other pieces of information contained in the other clues, I think you'll find that if you work hard enough and long enough, this problem is solvable. Clue number one. The Englishman lives in the red house. Clue number one, again, the Englishman lives in the red house. And I hope you all don't mind. I'm going to repeat each clue. If it drives you crazy, I apologize, but it may help some of you have time to write these things down. Clue two. The Spaniard owns the dog. Clue number two. The Spaniard owns the dog. Okay, we're up to clue number three. Coffee is drunk in the greenhouse. Clue number three again. Coffee is drunk in the green house. Clue number four. The Russian drinks tea. Again, clue number four. The Russian drinks tea. Clue number five. The greenhouse is immediately to the right of the White House. Again, clue number five. The greenhouse is immediately to the right of the White House. Number six. The hockey player owns hamsters. Again, clue number six. The hockey player owns hamsters. Clue number seven. The football player lives in the yellow house. Again, clue number seven. The football player lives in the yellow house. Clue number eight. Milk is drunk in the middle house. Again, clue number eight. Milk is drunk in the middle house. Nine. Clue nine. The American lives in the first house on the left. Again, clue number nine. The American lives in the first house on the left. Number 10. The table tennis player lives in the house next to the man with the fox. Again, clue number 10. The table tennis player lives in the house next to the man with the fox. Clue number 11. The football player lives next to the house where the horse is kept. Again, clue number 11. The football player lives next to the house where the horse is kept. Clue number 12. The basketball player drinks orange juice. Again, clue number 12. The basketball player drinks orange juice. Clue number 13. The Japanese likes baseball. Again, clue number 13. The Japanese likes baseball. And the last clue, number 14. The American lives next to the blue house. Again, clue number 14. The American lives next to the blue house. Well, that's it for all the clues and all the information. I wish you all the very best of luck. Those of you who want to tackle this and have some fun, go for it. I haven't thought so hard in quite a long time. But I enjoyed it and it was lots of fun, and I hope you all have fun too. I will be posting a podcast in the next couple days with the answer. So that you all don't, as I said earlier, don't have to re-listen to this whole podcast again. If any of you want to write me to discuss it or talk about it or curse me out for giving you such a hard problem, whatever, feel free to drop me a note at Donter, that's D-O-N-T-E-R, at Verizon.net. That's Delta Oscar Nancy Tango Echo Romeo, Donter at Verizon, V-E-R-I-Z-O-N.net. Love to hear from you. Anyway, have fun, and you'll see another podcast shortly with the answer to the problem, including all the steps on how to arrive at the proper answer. Thank you, and have fun. Bye-bye.